I watched her. Her good-looking face, the lines on her forehead appearing and vanishing. Her curved eyelashes, her cute nose, her soft lips, which I very gently rubbed my thumb on, and she started shaking, her eyes still closed and her hands gripping the bedsheet very tight. My eyes were the silent observers to this moment we both were in. My mind was hypnotized and fingers were still trying to understand the beautiful face before me. Occasionally I felt her warm breath breaking on my cold fingers. My consciousness asked me whether what was happening was real, and then it answered itself. I was not dreaming. She was real. She was with me. Deep inside, I felt so satisfied, so blessed that the moment when my angel was in front of me had finally arrived. We were lost, lost in each other. Shoni Muni, I whispered in her ears, silently getting close to her, very close. She was still breathing heavily. I couldn't say anything. This is a wonderful moment. I can't believe this. You're with me. I moved almost to her bed. Shona, she said and grabbed my hand. In a while, very slowly, she opened her eyes and looked at me and smiled. She was so happy, so delighted to have me close to her. And she kept looking at me in that way for some time. Raising her eyebrows slightly and still smiling, she asked me, "Tell me how you're feeling at this instant with me." I put my arms around her and biting her ear, I said, "Don't ask me. I won't be able to describe it. I just want to say one thing." Then I whispered in her ear, "I'm madly in love with you." With that, I rested my chin on her shoulder. "I love you too," she said and moved her fingers all the way from my forearms to the wrist, then the palm and finally into the spaces between my fingers. At that moment, I felt so complete. I realized how, just like me, she too wanted to live that moment, as if it should never end. I held her in my arms for some time. From the romantic movies I had seen till then, I knew that holding your beloved in your arms that way is such a different feeling. But that it would be so magical, I never knew. To understand and believe certain things, you have to experience them, and love is one such thing. Actually, it's not a thing. It's a lot more than that. We were speechless again, just feeling each other. But who needed to talk? Silence was talking at its best. But threatening the silence, another thought crept into my heart, all of a sudden. Should I kiss her? And with that, the battle between my heart and mind started. Heart. Yes. Mind. No. Heart. Why not? This is such a perfect moment. I think I should. Mind. What if she doesn't feel good about it? After all, this is just your first date. Heart. But will I get a moment like this again? Tomorrow, her entire family will be around us. No time then. And the next day, I have to take my flight. I should take a chance right now. Mind. Chance? First, look into the mirror and ask yourself if you can do this in the first day itself. Heart. Stop that nonsense. I'm going ahead. Mind. Good luck. Heart. Thanks. Mind. Hey, wait a sec. Heart. Now what? Mind. Are you comfortable? Maybe you want to use the loo first? It helps, you know. Heart. Shut up. Now this happens to me most of the time. Sometimes I think I'm not too strong mentally. And that's why my heart always wins. But to be very honest, I just love that. I oxygenated my lungs with a deep breath and turned her almost 180 degrees. We were now facing each other. My arms were still around her. Her hands were on my shoulders. I looked into her eyes. I grabbed her. Looked straight into her eyes. I told her I do things, and I do them in my own way. I was prepared to feel something for the very first time in my life. And I won't lie, my heartbeats at that moment were faster than Schumacher on his Ferrari. I looked into her eyes and drew close. I grabbed her, looked straight into her eyes. With a wink, I drew her close. My lips moved, but this time not to say. I told her I do things, and I do them in my own way. Yes, it was going to be my first ever kiss. But, how I hate the word but. But fate had to intervene, and Girish, playing devil, called her up on her cell. The ringtone shattered my utopia, and before I could reach her lips, she wanted to answer the call. And before she could answer the call, she looked at the clock.
Oh my God, it's 9! 9! She said.
No, she screamed, and stretched to reach her cell phone.
Oh, it's Girish,
she said, pressing the answer button. While she was talking to Girish, I collapsed on the bed in total dismay, wondering at Girish's sense of timing.
How could he be so perfect? I was fuming inside.
All the while, she continued with that call.
Haan bolo?
Yeah, I know, we have to leave.
She turned her back to me and walked towards the door, which was locked from inside.
No, we don't want anything to eat.
She looked back at me and gestured with her hand to ask me if I was hungry.
Yes, Girish, just 5 more minutes, yaar.
She clenched and unclenched her fist.
Hare, I know, Baba. I said now we will manage.
And she looked at herself in the mirror.
Now will you please hang up? Please?
She turned her back towards the mirror.
Yeah, we will be there in 5 minutes, all right? Bye now.
And she came to me, disconnecting the call. She was panicking all of a sudden.
Shona, I have to leave. I'm getting late. Mom must be about to call.
All right. Don't worry, you'll be on time. Where are Neeru and Girish? I tried to comfort her, and more importantly, to extinguish the fire that had just now been burning in me.
At the reception, she answered.
Okay, then I guess you guys will be going by the same cab? I asked, getting up from my bed and taking a sip of water from the half-filled bottle.
Yes, the same cab,
she said, getting up and moving towards the mirror again. Then her cell phone rang again, and again. It was Girish. I picked up the call this time.
Hey, I guess you should hurry up. It has started raining again, he said.
Though I hated him at the moment, I still said, yes, just a second. We are coming down. See you there. We were about to leave that room when she screamed one more time.
Shit, I forgot this,
she said, looking at the big plastic bags which Neeru had left at the entrance to the room. She quickly picked them up and said,
Shona, this is for you.
What is this?
Open it.
I did what she said. A blue striped shirt with a Park Avenue tag and 2 ties. One black with white stripes in the middle, the other steel-colored. I was so pleased. A girl bought something for me. My cushy bought something for me. And I suddenly recalled a couple of managers from my office whom I used to see at times in shops along with their wives who were selecting shirts for them. I felt good, realizing all those things were happening to me now. New things, different things, beautiful things.
For me? I asked her.
No, for the fat cab driver, she tried to tease me.
Really? You had an affair with him too? I teased her back.
Shut up,
she responded with a smile, but her eyes wanted me to fear her. Then she reminded me.
I have to rush now. It has started raining.
Oh yes, let's go, I said, dropping the box on the bed behind me and stepping out of the room. This time I made sure to walk beside her, and she acknowledged that with her mischievous smile. We were about to reach the reception when I couldn't control myself anymore and asked her, why are you leaving, Kushi? Don't go, please. And my speech paused there, along with my feet. She stopped there as well and held my hand in hers and said,
just a couple of months, and I won't have to leave you this way. I will be all yours.
There was so much love in those words, as if from now on she was going to take care of me forever. I know, I said.
Now shall we go before Girish gives another call?
Yes. Back at the reception, we met Neeru and Girish again. They were trying to tease Kushi with their faces and expressions, but she was, somehow, managing everything with her simple smiles, digressing from what they wanted to hear. We all stood there for a few minutes before they went to their cab, which was parked outside the hotel. It was drizzling. They got seated and the cab reversed. They were leaving and my eyes were following the left window from which she was waving to me.
I almost ran into the middle of the road to catch a last glimpse of her for the day. Then the cab took a right turn at the end of the street and she disappeared. But oh, I loved the light rain shower and looked up at the sky, thanking the heavenly firmament.